Good morning, all.
Thanks, Steve. How are you?
Wonderful.
Anybody else on?
Mary Lou.
Morning, Mary Lou. How are you?
I'm finally getting back on. I've been off so much.
Good. Anybody else want to say hello?
How's your husband doing, Nancy? I just asked this question, why there's nobody else on when you're starting.
He's doing nicely, thank you. Today is his first appointment with outpatient physical therapy. Released last week from the nurse and physical therapy. And so now it's outpatient for him. So he's moving along. It's 5 weeks today. Feels like 6 months sometimes, and feels like yesterday.
Anita
has arrived.
Well, I'm glad y'all are progressing.
Thanks for asking. Somebody else just came on?
Good morning, Nancy. This is Anita.
Morning, Anita. How are you?
All right.
Good. Anyone have any questions, thoughts, or concerns?
I just wanted to mention I was watching PBS TV on Saturday, and we were, it's the fundraisers, and they had Dr. Roizen on.
Oh, Roizen.
Roizen, yeah, Roizen.
Michael Roizen?
Yeah, the
from here, yeah.
From the guy that goes on with Dr. Oz.
Right.
And it was absolutely amazing. He touched on a whole bunch of stuff, and I just stuck my MP3 up close, player up close to the TV. And recorded.
Were you able to record it?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah,
cool.
Worked great, so I'll have to put it up so people can listen to. And
wow.
But it was very interesting, talked on a whole bunch of subjects that I was concerned about, so
yeah.
I thought it was very interesting.
Interesting that he would be in your locale rather than here, because, you know, he's in Cleveland.
Right.
Well, that's usually pretty well national when they do the fundraisers, isn't it?
I don't think so, and I say that because, oh gosh, probably 4 or 5 years ago when my daughter and I were in Florida, I happened upon a PBS fundraiser, and I thought, oh, and I want to think it might have been Dr. Rosenfeld or whatever his name is, and I sat there and watched it while she went to the pool, and I thought, okay, why should I pay money down here? When I get home, I'll call and see if they have it, and we didn't. So that's the only reason I say I don't think it's national.
Okay, maybe each individual market brings in their own or whichever the ones they want.
I think that's how it goes.
Because we get them here usually. I haven't looked this time to see if he's been on or not.
Oz keeps saying that Roizen is brilliant. So
yeah.
It should be really good information.
To me, it's amazing how what we were talking about 5 years ago is just starting to become mainstream now.
It's about time, you think?
That's right.
Interesting. What are you referring to? Like?
Oh, just the health awareness of food. If you put food in your body, you're going to affect your body. I mean, just common sense things that we've been talking about for years. All of a sudden, people are going, "Well, hey, this is new."
Mm.
And I just cackle every time. But I got to run.
On the other
hand,
the thought just occurred to me. Do you think it's maybe because our senses have been heightened? It's like when you all of a sudden buy a pink car, that's all you see. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if that's true or not. You know, or you buy a car that you think is so unusual, and all of a sudden you see 100 of them. So I don't know if that's what's happening, or they're finally catching up to the idea. Well, there's a huge push now nationally with a lot of people and societies and the whole thing on obesity and diabetes and the whole thing with that. So there's certainly more conversation going on. I don't know. Thanks for sharing that, Steve. I feel like I'm talking to myself. Are you guys still there?
We're still here.
Okay.
this is Mary Lou, and I don't even know where my notes are, but when she mentioned a while ago, and I had to hop off with some call, the PBS, you know, doing their fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a terrific good one that was on last night. But I think that they do because he mentioned that he had done a fundraiser somewhere else. But this was from our Dallas area, the KERA. But it was about your mind and how important your brain is and with what we do. And he went right down the line of everything that we do with our program. So it made me feel real good.
Do you remember that guy's name?
Amen, Dr. Daniel Amen.
We've had that one, too. Yeah, that one's
Amen.
Good. Yes.
But it was on the brain, and let's see, I think it was, what all he talked about was the brain and your mind, you know, the mind, and what it has to do with your food and everything that we do.
Yeah,
but he really was, and he was so much about, I was real pleased with the alternative was doing it and not going with medication. He said he used to go with his business. With the psychiatrist, is what I think his feel is, that they would go with the medicines, and then he said he started going, finding out that they had too many side effects, and he would go back to the others, and that you had to, you know, depending on your brain and what it was. But I was, the study he was doing with retired NFL football players was very interesting. He just shared a little bit of that, and so it was good.
With brain injuries?
Uh-huh, brain, and he said what we did, and he said, and I've got a grandson, and, you know, he plays soccer, and they hit that ball with their head, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, don't do soccer with your head. And then he was
wow.
saying football, how important it was with what they're finding out with this study of how much damage that these guys have done to their brain.
Oh, yeah.
And went right on into how the importance with having CT scans and knowing where you stood with your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when all the doctors were just doing so much to do with checking their hearts and everything, he said
mm-hmm.
we need to check in our brains because of Alzheimer's.
Wow.
So he had the studies of like, you know, he showed what his brain looked like, and he was so concerned that it looked bad when he first took it at 37, and now he's 52, and what how much it's improved, and he related to it with his diet.
He improved his brain. Isn't that interesting?
He improved his brain with the food.
Uh-huh.
Went into all the things, and it's just right like what we do.
Isn't that cool?
Our advanced lifestyle. He said it has all to do with, you know, no sugars and the brain foods, and he really was on blueberries,
yeah.
avocados, sage, and all the different ones, but it was great. The program was $365, but he goes into the whole thing with the journal and his books. And the book is The Mind and the Body, I believe. I don't have it right in front of me. And he says it's a bestseller, what it is on there right now, in one of the books that he includes in with this. But have you seen that program?
Yeah, I you know what? I think I have it DVR'd, and I have not taken the time to watch it because we had it the last time they were doing that one. And he's very good. I've watched part of it.
Uh-huh.
His information is wonderful, and just remember if you do buy that, it goes as a donation to your PBS. So a good part of that is a donation.
Okay. Well, I didn't realize I didn't get it ordered last night, but I'm still thinking that I will.
Yeah.
They had you know it at different like they do all the different breakdowns, but I felt like I really it was so good, and of course with me having brain damage. You know, with that head injury, I was really interested in it because how hard it is to get yourself to come back. And, of course, you're never back exactly, but the importance of brain damage, and I just thought it was very interesting for me. And then he really talked about, you know, if you get forgetful and different things, that you don't need to wait too long not to be checked, you know, for your brain. And I'm like, you know, I've got those benchmarks kind of, you know, at each place with those CAT scans and everything. And, you know, now then, they'll just, when you do one on your head, they'll just give you the copy of it, the CD, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think it's really, it would be something that people need to think about.
Yeah. Thank you.
I didn't mean to take up your time, Nancy. I'm sorry.
No problem. No. It's interesting. I have a cousin who's 3 years younger than I am and was in many accidents growing up, you know, as a teenager and on. My mother used to say he had many concussions. My mother used to say he had brain damage, and she was right. She
uh-huh.
He has a very strange life now. It's just very sad to watch. He's very bright. He's probably the brightest of the three kids, and totally unproductive.
Well, that's kind of what he was saying last night, but when he talked about the study of how quick it made with the woman that was into the health problem that belonged to the football player, you know, his wife, and all, to see that how much difference it started in with her making the change with her diet.
Interesting.
And that, isn't that something?
Well, I don't know if you guys were on Vance's call on Saturday. But
I couldn't be.
A couple of things that I brought up from the chiropractor that I listened to actually Saturday morning. He said that 75% of the visits that we make to a physician, the complaints are linked to food allergies. He's very strong on food allergies. You know, again, goes back to what we put in our mouth.
Uh-huh.
Increased likelihood of asthma with the overuse of antibiotics. Lots of ear infections are hidden food allergies. Asthma is a food allergy. Interesting. This was, and I have a cousin whose wife is a horrible asthmatic, ends up in the hospital several times during the year. The chlorine in swimming pools and in drinking water can trigger an asthmatic attack. Chlorine kills, you know, when you're drinking the water, it kills the good bacteria in your gut, and we need those bacteria. Another reason to drink the water we drink, guys. The Chinese have 90% fewer osteoporosis than they do in the United States, and that's from the China study. And they don't drink milk. There was something I was watching, was it Dr. Oz or a commercial for, no, the doctors yesterday, drinking chocolate milk after you exercise. You know, milk makes the body good. I don't think so. Magnesium is good for restless leg syndrome and asthma and seizures. Green leafy vegetables have magnesium. With asthma, you need magnesium glycinate in higher doses. There are 90 nutrients that the body needs. Food is should be your first attack for disease, according to Hippocrates. Omega plus grape seed and pine bark for cysts, somebody called in. Then something I cut out of the paper, under food for thought, you have a 2 in 5 chance, there's a 2 in 5 chance that the U.S. public school cafeteria does not serve either fresh fruits or raw veggies daily. 2 in 5 chance. And my grandchildren were here when I saw this in the paper, and I asked my granddaughter, who's in high school, if they have fresh fruit and raw veggies in her cafeteria. And she wasn't really sure because she doesn't ever buy her lunch there. So I don't know what the answer is. Another one, 97% of American public high schools have vending machines on campus, 97%.
Right.
I wonder what's in those vending machines.
Not fruits and veggies.
That's for sure.
Excellent.
If you have any questions, thoughts, or concerns, I don't want to go on if somebody has something to talk about.
Well, I know our vending machines here made them healthier than what they had been. I'm not sure what they've got in them now, but...
I guess that's a step in the right direction. We never had vending machines when we were in school, did they?
No, we didn't.
How did all this happen? How did it... And I keep asking, because, you know, I get on my bandwagon with people who talk on their cell phones when they're driving. How did that ever start as being okay?
I don't know, because they didn't even have them when our kids were there.
No. Oh, gosh, no.
From 49 down to 40, so...
Yeah. I don't know how all this happened.
Well, that's what the kids wanted, so that's what they put in. I mean, the junk food.
Well, they approached a lot of the schools as a fundraiser for a moneymaker, and they'd give a class or student council or somebody a little bit of the money, percentage of it, and then, of course, it just got bigger and bigger, and they wanted more choices and more choices, and you had so many of those machines.
And soda's probably a huge one.
Oh, yeah. It really was, and so kids quit. But they could always go to there, and then others would have to be, some of them would have to be on free lunch, but they'd always go up there and get that stuff out of the machine, too.
Well, sure. They took money for lunch, but they used it at the free. Okay, I got in the mail, and I don't know why I'm on this mailing, from Food and Water Watch.
Uh-huh.
And there are 5 frightening facts about food safety. Number one, only 1% of imported produce, fish, and processed foods are inspected. because the federal government refuses to allow country of origin labeling for processed foods such as roasted nuts, mixed veggies, and frozen fish, there's no way for consumers to protect themselves from this potential threat. That includes produce, fish, and processed foods, which is why I don't buy produce from other countries. Despite new research that shows artificial hormones may contribute to a 5-time increase in twin pregnancies for American women, the federal government still allows cows to be injected with these controversial drugs. They're banned in Canada and Europe. Number 3, much of the seafood sold in U.S. grocery stores is imported and raised in giant offshore fish farms. In these facilities, fish are grown in giant nets and cages that are filled with antibiotics, hormones, pesticides, and animal waste. Sign me up. Number 4, independent lab tests revealed that 10 widely sold U.S. bottled water brands contain mixtures of 38 different pollutants, including bacteria, fertilizer, Tylenol, and industrial chemicals. 10 out of 38 that were tested.
Wow. Can you fax me a copy of that?
Yep. Number 5, instead of forcing meat producers to fix serious sanitation problems at factory farms and slaughterhouses, the federal government allows them to take dangerous shortcuts like pumping livestock full of antibiotics, dipping carcasses in toxic disinfectants, and irradiating meat. Learn more at www.foodandwaterwatch.org. Let me see if I have your fax number, Anita. Oh, my gosh.
I like to give it to you quick.
I want to put it in the right place or else.
Okay.
Let me find you. I know you're on my list someplace. Hold on. 283-2959.
Right.
Okay. I will do that.
Thanks.
Anyone have any comments? Okay. Anybody watch Dr. Oz yesterday?
Well, I caught bits and pieces of it. I thought I'd watch it this morning because mine, here we get them twice, but the morning is always from the day before, so.
Yeah. Well, I, even though it was late last night and I really was ready for bed, I decided to watch it because it was a good program, and I have notes that I will go through if you guys want to hear. He did 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, starting with the 6 risks for cancer. One out of 3 women will get cancer in their lifetime. And he asked a woman, are you a smoker? You'll fail 6 times before you succeed if you are a smoker, drinker, and promiscuous. And he had an oncologist in the audience who described, of course, promiscuous. You can get viruses, HPV, HIV, and, of course, that can lead to cancer also. So it's a lifestyle issue that can get, number 6 is a lifestyle issue that can cause cancer, and you should know your cancer risk. Then the question was, how much time do you spend in the sun? And too little sun can be just as bad as sunburn, but you need to get some sun was his point, and spending no time in the sun is not healthy either. Do you wear sunscreen daily, occasionally, or have you had more than 5 burns in your lifetime? Too much or too little sun is a factor. And what happens, he described, the sun rays penetrate the skin, and then they take cholesterol and twist it, and the twisting is what creates the vitamin D that's released into the blood stream, and it enhances the immune system and dramatically reduces your chances of cancer. Then the 4th one is, what are you eating? High fiber, high fat, high protein, or high carb diet? If you have a lower fat diet, that increases your risk of colon cancer. 40% of colon cancer, you have a 40% risk of colon cancer with a high fiber diet. Fiber actually pulls out carcinogens as it goes through your system. It also affects how bacteria work on the intestine. Number 3 for your risk factors, weight and height, BMI, obesity. Obesity is definitely a risk factor for cancer. If you have over 30 BMI, you're obese, and it increases your cancer death by 20% in people. You have a 20% rate of death with of cancer in people who are obese. And he also asked if you watch how many hours of TV a day. If you watch more than 3 hours a day, your chances of being overweight are dramatically increased. Number two, family history of cancer. Go back to your grandparents, aunts, uncles, parents, siblings. If a first-degree relative has breast cancer, it doubles your risk. Seven major cancers, and check your family history. Breast, colon, skin, bladder, ovary, and prostate. Should know the age and who the family person was and what the relationship is to you. If you are 50 years or less or premenopausal with breast cancer and or ovarian cancer, there's a major concern with that. So do your self-exam. And the number one risk factor for cancer is the role of your age. And obviously there's nothing you can do about it. The age to screen for skin cancer is 20. Oral cancer is 20. Cervical cancer is 21. Breast cancer is 40. Colon is 50. And prostate is also 50. And all you need is one of these risk factors to increase your risk of getting cancer. So being aware is certainly enough to open your eyes. The five superfoods to eat, and he said you should just be eating smarter. And some of these, they must have had these on before because this part looked familiar to me. And I don't think the whole program was a repeat because I don't know. Number five, IMO, and I don't know what it is. I think it was a fruit. It's from Okinawa, Japan. It has high beta carotene, 150% higher than blueberries. Turmeric. They made a tea out of it. It's the yellow part of curry. Interesting. It fights cancer, antioxidant, and anti-inflammatory. Again, an Okinawa drink it in tea. Mustard has it. Mangosteen. Low sugar. Has vitamins A and C. It's an exotic fruit. And it's sweet and has high antioxidant. Greek greens. There's no Alzheimer's in Greece. They eat these greens. Fennel and mustard seed have it. It's high in vitamin K, good for your bones and for your blood. The next one I'm going to spell, B-A-R-R-A-M-U-N-D-I, barramundi fish. High omega-3s. It eats low in the food chain, and there's no toxins in it. So those are the superfoods to eat, none of which, well, a couple that we've heard of. Four fatigue fighters, and I was looking for this one because, in fact, I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and I said, I am exhausted. I said, it probably has to do with my husband, but just confirm that for me, please. Anyway, it does. Are you better off hitting the snooze button and getting that extra snooze or getting up when it goes off? Anybody know?
Get up, they say.
You're better off getting up. Lemon, also, the smell of lemon gives you a lift. Have a multivitamin after or just before a big meal. And he said, if you're eating steak, have tomato with it. The lycopene works like a vitamin. Interesting. Try D-RIBOSE. It's a sugar-like substance. Comes in a powder or pill. It changes the way you make energy in your body. It adds a little sweetener, has very few calories, and you can get it in the health food store or on the web, and it's very inexpensive.
Spell that again.
Capital D, that was the number one fatigue fighter, hyphen, capital R-I-B-O, B as in boy, O, S as in Sam, E. D, Rebos, I guess.
Okay.
I'd never heard of that one before either. That sounds like something to look into. So if you find it, let me know. Three ways to look younger. Number three, sun ages the skin. Anybody know what part of the body ages the most?
Probably your face.
What part of the face?
Neck.
Huh?
Isn't it the neck?
Nope.
Okay, I missed it.
The left side, because you're driving most.
Okay.
Interesting, huh?
Right.
Yeah. You should wear sunscreen, the third way to look younger. Second, use mega moisturizer. He said glycerin works well. it forms, oh, it forms a layer, and it seals in the moisture, glycerin does. Number one, sleep with a micron pillowcase. And he says it's best to sleep on your back. And somebody I saw one time several months ago, I forget which program it was on, maybe in the docs, had an actress on who has a very young-looking face and said she's had nothing done. And she said, I always sleep on my back. I will not put my face on anything because that can create wrinkles by the friction. So she always sleeps on her back. Hard to do all the time for me, anyway. Two alternative health secrets that are low-tech and inexpensive. Number two, uses mineral from the other side of the world, the Himalayan salt. And he had a container. It goes into a container, you suck on it, and the salts are pure with no pollution. It's helpful for asthma, sinuses, throat allergies, has potassium and lowers your blood pressure. Use it for 10 to 15 minutes a day. Costs about $30 online or in health food stores, and it's you can use the same one for like several months. I don't know. A woman did it on the program, and she thought it was kind of cool. The first one is an inversion table. Costs about $100, and he had a woman on it, and she, you know, screamed as she was doing it, but it felt good, she said. It stretches your lower back, and it allows blood to enter your head, which can increase melatonin and serotonin, which are mood boosters and hormones in your brain. You can also, if you don't want to spend $100 or have a place to put the table, you can do the same thing in a chair. But a chair with arms is good, like a, you know, a living room kind of chair with cushions, and put your feet up. And he actually did this with his head down, and you can get a similar kind of effect. And the number one supplement to take, anybody know?
D, probably.
Nope. Anybody else? Omega-3s, taken supplement form, flaxseed, fish, salmon habit. It promotes brain health and prevents heart disease. The number one supplement to take, he says.
I've got one of those inversion tables that's over at my son's.
Yeah? Do you use it?
If you're by yourself, though, because if for some reason you're out of balance, you can't get back up, so you would die with your head down. So,
you know, he didn't show her getting off. How do you get off?
You just have to tip it back up, and if you're in balance, that works pretty good, but you need somebody there to flip you back up if you can't get up yourself. So.
And so how long, and I also didn't say how long you should stay like that. How long do you?
I usually didn't stay that way very long. Just a minute or two.
Oh, and you do not hold on, right? He made her, you know, not hold on with her hands after she was there.
And all of your insides kind of go up into place the way they're supposed to be, too, so.
Really?
Yeah, it gives you a good feeling.
Wow. Did you feel it stretching your back?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Interesting. I mean, it's not that expensive. You just need space for it.
I picked ours up at a garage sale one time years ago.
Oh, okay. Huh. Oh, anyone have any comments?
What was the very first one that you said there, Nancy, that a while ago on from another country, let's see.
Oh. On under which part?
You had the salt, but I'll turn you from the health
thing. Okay.
It was something like
the mineral from the other side of the world, the Himalayan salt.
No, it wasn't that one. It was the preceding thing when you were going through. Lemon gives you a lift, and there was another thing I think on the. No, it was five superfoods. The first one you talked about, more than blueberries.
IMO, Okinawa, Japan. The baby.
IMO.
The fifth one. IMO, and I don't know what it.
Never heard from it.
Yeah, I've seen that before, and it was probably on his program, and maybe it was just this whole segment he had done someplace else.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't know, I don't have what it is. It's 150% more antioxidants than blueberries.
Yeah, I heard.
I don't remember it being a produce.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or where you find it.
Well, neither. We'll have to let everybody know when we do that.
You'll have to Google.
Okay. You know, you just said something and covered something that I've been having trouble with, my eyes watering and all, and they've been doing it and really bad. And I'm believing, because I have so much trouble with chlorine, but they've been having, that's why I've gone every day to walk in the water, and you know how strong that stuff is.
Yep.
The rehab. But I'm believing that I'm having so much trouble with my eyes watery and beginning to itch that it's an allergy, and I'm pretty sure it's chlorine, because I always react to chlorine.
And you're inside, right?
Yeah. Well, they keep the doors open now, some for ventilation.
Doesn't matter. Is there a pool outside that you could use, especially now in the summer?
There's not right now, but I'm going to have to find one or get some way or another, because I'm believing that this is my problem, that I'm just having such, because I even checked with the pharmacist yesterday, and he said, I think you're having allergies rather than anything else with your eyes.
I know when if I stay in a hotel or something and they have an inside pool, just if I go in there and walk through, I can't stand the smell.
I just can't hardly stand to breathe, you know, it hurts
me. Yeah.
But I'm going to have to, I think, give this up just very seldom, and I may just have to go and do the exercise inside of a building.
Or find an outside pool. I mean, there's still going to be chlorine. People have not given up their chlorine for their pools, although there are healthier alternatives. But
there are better alternatives. My son uses the salt.
Yes. Does your city have a pool?
Yeah, it does, and I may have to go, but gosh, there's so many little kids down there in the afternoon.
A lot of them have adult time.
Yeah, they used to have adult time at night, but they haven't done that yet this year. But I may have to.
Yeah,
but
it's going to be chlorine, but at least it will dissipate better.
Uh-huh.
And see if that helps you at all.
I'm going to make some changes, but I believe that's what it is, because I've never had it this long and this bad.
I know that here, I think it was our Marriott, and I don't know if they still do it or not, had where residents could pay X number of dollars for the summer and use their pool.
Use the outdoor. I bet a lot of the motels here, I'm sure I could probably.
Why don't you call some of them?
Yeah, we'll do it. But it just came to mind when we got to talking about the allergies this while ago.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I bet that's what I'm doing with having so much allergies.
Mm-hmm.
It's this.
Yeah, chlorine is definitely toxic.
It really is. Well, I can't stand hardly use it at the house to clean or anything because of the fumes from it just that quick. So I know how it affects my chest.
Did you get that email I sent, chlorine versus, what was the other thing? Oh, shoot. It wasn't vinegar.
Peroxide.
Thank you. I sent that email out on chlorine versus peroxide.
Okay, I'll have to look back.
It was Saturday.
Okay.
I mean, it's a shame that a little bottle of peroxide isn't that expensive, but if you start using it to clean your house, it does get a little bit.
I use peroxide quite a bit. It really helps on a lot of stains and different things.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, usually it's a dollar store. It's about 50 cents a bottle.
Okay.
So it's pretty good.
Good. It was funny. The only thing I use bleach for in chlorine bleach for in my house is my white load. I will put probably a quarter of a cup. And my daughter-in-law saw that and she said, I can't believe you have chlorine in your house, bleach in your house. I said, this is the only thing I use it for. She knows me.
She knows you. I had an odd stain and I don't have it, but a neighbor finally told me about using the OxyClean or something, clean or something like that. And so to get a stain out, and I thought, I'm just going to soak this. Apparently I didn't stir it up well enough, and I put a little towel in that OxyClean stuff, hand towel from the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and a little water, and do you know it ate it up?
Oh, what's in there?
Uh-huh. I really do wonder. It's got, must have some really strong stuff, because it actually, on the end of it, I guess where I hadn't stirred it, I just sprinkled some in there. You know how you pour the water and just go on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I did. It was eat up.
Wow.
So, no reason, no wonder it can get those dried blood stains out of it.
It's not funny. I mean, it's sad.
Well, no, I mean, it's just crazy. It's my fault that I didn't do it right, but I'm sad that
these are
really
out on the market.
We're not chemical.
Yeah, who's watching out for us? Not anybody that cares, that's for sure. Well, anybody else have any final questions, thoughts, or concerns?
Did that recipe go out for Char's on her oats where that you had, it was a great big, it was had lots and lots of ingredients, and I finally got all the ingredients together. But my, when I looked at my notes yesterday from copying it down, it doesn't look very good. It's, I think it's like a granola that she puts it in a big pan and she cooks it like overnight, 7 hours.
I haven't seen it, but I don't know if Char's been sending recipes. You know, I was off the calls for a long time, so.
Well, I didn't know either, and my, I still have not done so well with my computer, and I never have sent her my email address.
I don't know. I have, and it was for granola. Is that what you think it was for?
Yes, it was, and I'm so tired of oatmeal for breakfast, and I was going to try to make it, and I finally had all the ingredients.
Oh, okay.
And all, but I didn't really trust my recipe, and I thought, I don't want to put in 18 cups of oats and the sesame and all that other and mess it up, you know.
I have not seen it, Mary.
Seen it come down? Okay, then you would know.
No, but it doesn't mean that it didn't. I mean, I feel like I've been going for 6 months. My house is horrible. You know, somebody asked me for something over the weekend. I said, I have no idea. I haven't done stuff here that, I mean, just, embarrassing at this point, but you know, hopefully one of these days I'll get back.
So much, and like you said, we get tired, and that's the way it is with me. I've got to try to do my best I can.
Yeah, one of these days I hope to get back to normal, whatever that means.
I haven't seen that recipe come down either, so.
I bet you she just gave it to us that one day, and it never did, but it sounded, I'm thinking it came from up at maybe where y'all went to that place.
I'll look and see, but if I have it on my. In my book, I will type it in and send it down.
That sounds good, because I must not have been on the call that day either, so.
It has lots and lots of ingredients, and I didn't have all of them, and I live in a town where I have to wait and make my list, and when I go somewhere else, find it, you know. I don't have an Asian market or anything else like that, so I have to wait and get some things. But anyway, I wanted to make it, and I started going over it yesterday sometime, and I was just kind of worried about how well I wrote the recipe down.
I remember that Dr. Howe's wife was supposed, she took everybody's email address and was supposed to send down a recipe for granola, and I never got that either, so I don't know whether she ever did, but I'll look in the book and see if there is another one in there.
You've got to do, Nancy, don't bother, but I hate for you to have to do that, but I do, it would sounded great.
Yeah.
But we'll see if she sends it down or something sometime.
All right. Or just, you know, when she gets back to Portland, ask her.
Are they on their way back? I knew I hadn't heard her in a while. Are they going back to Portland now?
She was on yesterday, and I don't know if they're en route or not. I haven't heard.
They were supposed to be.
Yeah, last week. So I don't know where she is.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Anybody else comments or not? Well, have a great day, whoever's been on. I appreciate your participation, and hopefully we'll be back tomorrow.
All right, don't forget to fax me that. Thanks.
I have it on my right in front of me. I'll go up and do it.
All right. Thank you.
Everybody.
Bye. Bye.